to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
All right, Bob, it is time for the Limitless Express. Why aren't you playing the music for it, Limits?
Here it is.
Here it is, Bob. Take a listen.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
Now you're insulting my intelligence.
No, I'm insulting your integrity. All right, Bob. Step aboard. Coming up top of the hour, Chris Curd, former Pitt football player. We're going to be talking Olympic flag football with the NFL players. That's top of the hour. In the meantime, you're up, big boy.
Great pop for Donnie Football yesterday. He had Mike North, the NFL's VP of broadcast scheduling, on his show, and he was asked multiple things about Aaron Rodgers and also how the scheduling plays out. North said that he knows as much as we do about Aaron.
Yeah, you know what we know. Nobody should assume anything with Aaron, and obviously I think the Steelers' schedule is more interesting. I think the NFL is more interesting if he plays, but it's whatever, June, right? And we still don't know. So we definitely didn't build this schedule assuming he was going to be the quarterback. If he were, if we knew today that Aaron was playing for the Steelers, I'm not sure we would have had to, you know, call it restraint to schedule the Steelers for 1 o'clock on, you know, Sunday afternoon of week one. I imagine he and the team would have been in a primetime window. I think it would have been one of the more interesting games in week one.
Bob, I actually believe him. Ben thinks the league is lying, that they do know that Aaron Rodgers is going to play, and that's why they had Steelers-Packers in primetime. What do you think?
Well, I said that at the time. I thought the Jets game would have been prime time right off the bat if they knew, just because I think that's a natural. With all the things involved in that, Fields included, that was going to be a must-see prime time kind of game. But it never – so. But I would have thought the NFL also, even though they did know officially, would have said, Art Rooney thinks it's happening. Therefore, it likely will happen. So we are going to schedule these games as if he's playing here. I would have done that. Now, I know they can flex games later in the year if they have to, but...
Do you agree with this guy that it's a much more interesting league if Aaron Rodgers plays? I guess, sort of, I think it's but much I don't more, care that much.
I think it's a much more interesting storyline for week one and others. I don't know about whether or not he's going to be good or bad with them.
I mean, if
good.
He doesn't play, I'm not going to lose sleep over it, and I think the league, I think everyone will survive, right?
But they also know the Steelers are a big drawing card regardless.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
But I bet you they would have had one extra primetime game if he was in for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and they still could later in the year. Things can change. But for week one, I thought for sure that would have been a primetime Monday night game.
Limits?
He also mentioned the Steelers and the idea of them having a bye after Ireland. Was it automatic?
We were first kind of dipping our toe into the water on international games. We were incredibly accommodating about byes. Like, oh my goodness, we're going to go play a game in London? Of course you need your bye the week after. Like, that's a long trip. But if you think about it, like for the Steelers, for instance, like going over to Dublin, playing in the afternoon, and then coming back, like they're probably back in their facility by midnight. Like, that's less than if you played at San Fran or at Seattle. So these international games, at least in the UK and Europe, they're becoming a little bit more routine. So we've gotten rid of the rule that said, you know, teams had the option to get their bye. Now the byes fall where they fall. And I don't know that the Steelers were happy with their bye in week five. I'm not sure anybody's volunteering for a week five bye, but coming back from a long trip, a little out of your routine, they get their Thursday game coming a little bit later, so you get like that mini bye after the Thursday. Teams no longer get to, you know, request their bye after international. They might get it. They might not. The byes move around like bad luck moves around.
I like that quote. So it sounds like it wasn't designed around the Steelers returning from Ireland. It sounds like it was just random. That doesn't really make sense to me, does it?
And I think all of us speculated it would be a week five bye, and it happened.
I don't think Art likes it. He sounded like he would prefer it later in the year.
Well, he didn't like the fact that L.A. game is a Sunday night, you know, and then they got to come right back. And, you know, that's a short time to, you know, not everyone's going to be happy with this. And I agree with Mike North. I think they can't possibly satisfy every team here. This is just too big of an enterprise to try to satisfy. So
when do the Ravens get their bye? Do we know? Limits?
It won't be week 5, I guarantee you that. It's probably week 8, 9.
Do buys start at week 5 every year?
I think.
There
have
been some week 4 buys.
Week 4.
That's way too early.
Way too early.
Especially with 17
games.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just... Who wants a bye then?
Plus, Ravens have a week 7 bye.
Week 7. And that's not that much of a difference. But he's right that they could get back just as quick from there as they can from conceivably a West Coast trip, right?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of total land mass or air travel, yeah. I mean,
it takes a little longer, but his point was with the early game there, they're going to be home and in bed by midnight.
Right, not a primetime game. So that was an interesting perspective I didn't expect to.
I didn't expect to hear that either. I thought it was somewhat, okay, yeah.
How about Donnie Football, otherwise known as Donnie Chedrick, coming up with that guy from the league, Bob? Does he have good connections?
That's really good because, I mean, he's a guy that everybody talks about when it's time. Absolutely.
Donnie? Or Bill North.
No, I mean, yes, but to get him is terrific. Yeah. That was a good job by him, yes.
I think a great job. I disagree with you.
Wonderful job.
Yeah. Next.
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big Q. Taco to go. Taco to go.
We just with you.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q. This deal's so fine. Risk it breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go. Taco to, this deal legit. Taco to go, taco only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99.
According to Ross Dellinger, college football playoff executives are expected to adopt a straight seeding model for this season's college football playoff, 1 through 12. 1 through 12, with the 12 seed being the lowest seeded team of the teams that obviously qualify. So if it's a group of 5 team, that might end up being 12, but if they're higher, like Boise State, hypothetically last year would have been a 9 seed. Bob, what do you think of that?
I kind of like that better, to be honest. I know people don't like change every single year on this kind of stuff, but I agree with that because I don't think Boise State should have been seeded that high. So that's fine with me. Just from the top of my head, you just brought that up. Yes, I have no problem with it.
So does this mean reseeding then? Because I remember one of the problems last year.
I think once you seed, you don't have to reseed, right?
Correct.
Then I do like it. Then I do like it because the brackets they had last year, the matchups didn't make sense.
Didn't make sense, no.
Most of the second round teams that had survived the first round were favorites. In other words, the team that got byes, they were the underdogs. That's not how a bracket is supposed to work.
And so you don't need to reseed. You just have to seed for the first time, and then your bracket takes place.
Good point, Bob. I wish I had said that.
Yeah, like Boise State and Arizona State were.
I did say that,
but
Bob.
The NFL is going to reseed, it looks like.
I thought they shot that down.
Oh, did they shoot it down? Yeah. Okay, I didn't see that.
Did they limits?
Yeah, I think they withdrew the proposal. Withdrew.
Yeah. Good.
Well, whatever the case, they were thinking about it.
Right.
And, you know,
I'm with Tomlin on that. Division winners earn a home game.
I think most of the league is.
Unless
you win your division, unless it's a 6-10 record.
The only caveat I would put in there is like Seattle won a division 1 year at 7-9. If you have a losing record, you shouldn't get a home game.
Right.
Do you agree with that,
Bob?
I
totally agree with that.
I'm glad I thought of it. Next.
You're a wonderful man, Joe.
All right, Joe, let's go back to Mike North. The possibility.
I don't want to go back to him. I've had enough of him.
You've had enough of Mike North?
No, go back to him.
All right, let's go back to him.
Okay.
Then.
I got him confused with Billy North. I keep doing that.
There are a lot of other people.
Don't get him confused
North.
With the North Star or the Minnesota North Stars. These international games are starting to drive me nuts. And Donnie asked a good question. Could we see more? There's the possibility, Roger Goodell said, of 16 international games. What?
He's been very public about, you know, our international growth strategy and, you know, can we get to 10, 12, maybe someday 16 international games? The answer is yes. We will figure it out. We will do it. It won't be without some challenges and some, you know, I don't want to say heartbreak, but there will definitely be an impact. But it's doable, like everything else in the schedule. I mean, there's going to be a trade-off, and we're just going to have to figure out, you know, where our priorities lie. And if our priorities lie in continuing to expand the international footprint and the strategic growth opportunity that we have by going into more of these markets, it really does seem like every time we go to a new place, there's two or three more kind of raising their hands.
I mean, there's a lot of revenue out there in the world to be made. And the NFL makes billions and billions of dollars, but most people who have billions or who make billions, Bob, what do they want more than anything else? More billions, right?
Yeah, but he said in his quote there, we have to determine what our priorities are.
I would say that's their top priority.
Well, apparently so, but I also think they have priority to satisfy their team's ticket holders who spend a lot of money and they're going to have to sacrifice games or spend more money to go overseas to watch their teams.
Sure, but don't you think that's also exciting? Like, I think the Steelers in Ireland, maybe for some teams going to London, you know, their fan base might be, this stinks, we don't want to lose a home game and nobody cares about the game in London. But I think for a lot of fan bases, there are really cool places where you can have an NFL game like Ireland that fans will rally around. Who knows where else in the world people might
want to go. Well, they're going to how many different places now? We got Berlin, you have Spain, you have Brazil, you have
Buffalo. Right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, who knows where
it
stops.
Do you like it or no?
I liked it. I think it gets a little bit too much for me now. I don't want to see all these games overseas. I'd rather see them at the place they're supposed to be played. For the most part, and I understand why they're doing it. I get it. Their job is to make money and expand the sport globally. Fine, but I think you also get to a point where, like the Winter Classic in hockey, if you do too much of it, it gets old after a while.
Well,
me anyway.
We have just the man to talk about sort of a similar but different aspect of that,
right.
And that's selling the game worldwide through flag football. And there's other aspects of this to think of. And this is one of the reasons that the NFL wants to have its players in the Olympics. Former Pitt football player Chris Curd is in the building.
And he brought gifts and everything.
He brought us gifts. He's the guy to talk to. He's very influential in flag football in this area and has become a worldwide ambassador of sorts. We're going to draft our own NFL flag football teams. He doesn't know that yet.
I don't know that yet.
But we are, yeah. It's a fantasy draft. We each get 5 picks for offense. We're going
to
do all of this.
Chris has to explain some of the rules specific
to this.
All of that.
That's why he's here, Bob.
It will determine what your fantasy team would look like. Why are you getting mad? I'm asking a question.
That's why he's here,
Bob. His daughter is here. This is impressionable. She's going to think we yell at each other all the time.
Yes, his daughters, we do. His daughter, Sydney, is here. It's a pleasure to meet her.
Yes,
my daughter is 16 as well and spends a lot of time on her phone as well.
Don't
all right.
We all?
Taco to go, taco to, and a big Q. Taco to go, taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to, this deal legit. Taco to go, taco, only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99. Taco to go.